This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Welcome to another segment, this time following up with John Sternsdorfer of the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln. They've been leading the Next 10 project. In just a moment, we will find out how that is progressing. But first, I want to remind you it's the year-end drive. It's really important to support this type of information being able to get out to you, and that's done with listener donations. So go to nprillinois.org, and you can click on the donate button at the top right of the website, or you can call 206-9847 and make your donation that way. So we appreciate it. If you've already done it, thank you very much. And if you haven't, now would be a great time while you listen to John talk about the Next 10 project. And John, for folks who didn't hear our previous conversation, what is the Next 10 project?
First, Randy, I'd be remiss if I didn't put my own plug in for NPR Illinois. Being a career-long fundraising professional, supporting efforts like NPR Illinois, public radio in general, are so important to a robust democracy and a society. I just want to follow up and encourage your listeners to heed your pleas for support, as I hope they do for all charitable organizations in the community at this time of year. I think especially in 2020, when people are struggling in many ways, we need philanthropic support to bolster a lot of efforts around the greater Springfield area. One of the things that the Community Foundation has been working on here the last few months, really over a year now in the making, is a project we launched back in October called the Next 10. And that was really an effort for us to hear from citizens in the community of what they think needs to be projects to be implemented for the greater Springfield region. We're a little broad and vague in that, can really geographically be defined as broadly as people feel to the epicenter of our work here in Springfield. The whole idea was to really hear from people about what they want to see happen in a positive way in the community, and then collect all that information, wrestle with it, and come out with projects to be implemented sometime in early 2021. Now, here we are on December the 9th. We've shut down the public input phase, and I'm happy to report we exceeded our goals for input. We've had over 500 ideas and comments that arrived on the Next 10 website, which really, I think, speaks well of our community and how engaged citizens are with really substantive quality ideas. It's been very heartening to me to see the quality and, as I say, substance of them. You never know when you get on a project like this what the reaction will be. I shouldn't be surprised that the people of this region are very thoughtful and submitted a lot of really good ideas for the future. So now we're kind of in this period where the steering committee of citizens we've assembled are going to start wrestling with it. This week is when we start with subcommittees in the various issue areas to start kind of pouring through it all and prioritizing some of those ideas.
Did several ideas come up frequently that you could tell this was a crowdfunded idea, so to speak?
There's certainly themes, and some ideas would get more traction than others. It's hard to tell exactly what motivated that, if there was campaigns of people saying, okay, go on. And I kind of hope that happened. Then it shows some organization of people for their ideas. The committee is going to take each idea individually on its own merit and discuss and deliberate on it. When we spoke earlier in the year about this, Randy, some of the key attributes we've looked at from the beginning to bring an idea forward are, is it actionable? Is it something that can actually happen? So that's going to be a question we're going to ask on every single individual idea. Is this is it a good idea, but is it a possible idea to really execute on in the short term? And by short term, we're meaning within a year or two. Those will be, I think, high priority. When we use the terminology 10, next 10, it doesn't necessarily mean in 10 years, a 10-year plan, or it could mean 10 months from now, we hope to have some ideas moving on. It could be 10 days or 10 weeks, we don't know. It's not even 10 ideas necessarily, it could be 14 ideas, or it could be seven. No, we're not sure just yet. That'll all come out as we move along in this process. But we wanna make sure there's resources behind the ideas that are pushed forward from the Next 10 project. We don't want to have things that are so pie in the sky, they're not based in reality.
We had Rachel McBride on the other day, and I think she's on your board too. And she was very fired up about the Next 10 project. She feels that it's really going to make it's going to be helpful in making a difference. If you can share any of the ideas to give people a sense of what it's generating.
Anyone can go to the website, which is tn10.org, and that's tn10.org. All the ideas are still up there. So you can go to the ideas board and the interactive mapping feature and look at the ideas yourself. It's actually pretty intuitive, I think, on the technology where you can sort by issue area. From there, anyone can see it. And we intend to keep that up for a very long time. Even ideas that aren't promoted through this, we want people, if they think it's a good idea, take it on themselves, go for it. Why wouldn't we? Some of the themes, though, there is, I'd say, a heavy emphasis across the issue areas on revitalization of taking, especially in the older parts of the community, kind of the geographic older parts, older neighborhoods, downtown district, but even on the edges of town and into more rural areas, this notion of kind of revitalization. I think that does speak to some of the trends we've seen with population loss and some jobs loss, especially through the state of Illinois, diminishing in workforce size. I see a lot of people that want to have a renaissance, so to speak, here in the community. And that's exciting to me because I think with the hopefully end of COVID-19 on the horizon, I hope it is a rebirth for our region and for the country and for the world. But in this neck of the woods, I think this project may give us a roadmap for how we reinvent our community post COVID-19. That's a general theme. There's a lot on culture and recreation that is exciting. I think people, maybe the pent up feeling of being quarantined and away from others, people want to get out and be around people. A lot of talk of different types of festivals, tourist activities to bring people back in, to get our economy going in that way. But just this feeling of human interaction, which I think we all have right now, we saw that reflected in the next 10 ideas for sure.
Talk about revitalization. How easy is that to accomplish?
Probably not. It's going to take, I think, a lot of people rowing in the same direction, from elected officials to bureaucrats within government, working and paying attention to how we can coordinate efforts better. I think in Illinois, we have more units of government than any state in the union, per capita especially. That coordination is going to be important. Philanthropy, groups like ours, in addition to other not-for-profit organizations, collaboration and coordination, that spirit of partnership is going to be important. I think it's achievable. I am very hopeful. Based on this project, we've had a lot of people contact us for opportunities they're seeing out there in the world for funding or for information to provide knowledge to us that we may not have been looking for previously to better our community. None of it's going to be easy. I'm a realist on that. I am very hopeful that this project might help focus people in a way we haven't had in a while.
We're speaking to John Stremsterfer of the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln about their Next 10 project on Community Voices, 919 UIS, NPR, Illinois. And we are also in the year-end drive. So I want to remind you, if you're listening right now, it's a perfect time to make a donation to support public radio. You can go to nprillinois.org and click on the donate button, or you can call 206-9847. If you can do $20 a month, you can get a day sponsorship to promote an event that you love in the community. You can do it for as little as $5 a month. It all helps and it adds up to supporting the radio station. Your support is greatly appreciated and much needed. Thank you for doing that. And as John mentioned earlier, all the nonprofits in town are dependent on the generosity of the donors in the community. And one of the things that we are also able to do is let people know what's going on in the nonprofit community and with other organizations. And we do that on a regular basis, and we hope you find that valuable. We hear that many folks do. So Community Voices is part of that. And that's why right now we're talking with John Stremsterfer from the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln. It's been interesting to hear at least a couple of the thematic areas that the Next 10 project has come up with. What stood out to you, John, from what you've seen so far?
There's been a lot of talk on downtown, as I kind of alluded to before. And that, again, I think is kind of the family room, the rec room, the place where we gather for a community. We all kind of have ownership of that. So I guess I'm not surprised, but I'm excited to see some of the ideas there. Also, there's been some really interesting ideas, I think, on our environment and health, things from composting programs to having more renewable energy. I think when we think of bold, exciting ideas, this isn't an area that may have as much effect on sea level rise and things like that you see on the coasts of the country. But to have it, some environmental projects, I think would really be exciting for our region. And I think that's the future, not to be denied, that we have to think more entrepreneurially with how we have energy used in society and programs that we can have to have a more green way to protect the earth. Those have been interesting ideas in my mind. On youth and education, I think there's a lot of really cool programs there. With our work at the Community Foundation, we have so many funds that support education from cradle to career, so to speak. So we've always been focused on that. I try not to look past it because it's kind of part of our DNA at the Community Foundation, but there's some really interesting ideas that have emerged there. A lot of those too that are supported by evidence and data, things like teen job programs that get young people involved with making money in high school or getting paid and learning work ethic. I think those are really exciting things, and mentoring programs. There's a lot of talk about sports activities on the site and new potential ideas on both on an east side program in East Springfield, but also on south side and the kind of Legacy Point area where Shields is, with doing large scale sports facilities that I think could also help on a bit of the youth and education side to have good productive activities for young people. A way to kind of blend economic activity, recreation, educational outcomes, those things really excite me from my vantage point at the Community Foundation of potential grant funding that we could deploy to get these projects moving. So, boy, there's so many. It's hard to pick favorites. And that's where we have this committee to help us, which is great. I really do encourage any of your listeners to continue to go to the tn10.org website and explore it for themselves.
If they want to become more involved with the TN10 project, the Next 10 project, is that still a possibility?
Absolutely. And in fact, this is really just the first step on the road to getting things moving. And as we start to coalesce around ideas that we think have traction, we're going to be reaching out to stakeholders in the community. Now, a lot of those will be a bit of the usual suspects you have to go to get things done. Various units of government, elected officials that are voted into office to help make a better community. So we need that. But I think the power of a citizen is so strong, and people who want to volunteer their time and energy and intellect, we want it. There's portals on the website where they can sign up for more information. We're going to be having some other programming to keep these ideas moving along and bring in some ideas from outside expertise here in the next few months that I think will be exciting. We'll be releasing here soon. We want to keep the conversations going. I've been saying of late, the Next 10 is not the origin story for every good idea, nor will it be the end of good ideas to be generated. We hope that people continue to submit ideas or share ideas with us, with others in the community. We're also trying to think of ways that we can keep the conversation going really in perpetuity, because we always want to have good ideas emerging in the community. Yeah, I'm like a kid in the candy store with this whole project, Randy. It's just, it's been a lot of fun. And as I say, it's really just the beginning.
Well, and the timing seems really good too, as hopefully we're going to get COVID under control with vaccines and things. We need to rebuild and sort of reinvigorate things. So here are a bunch of ideas that can work. The university at UIS, they're also talking about how to get more conversation moving forward for the local economy, the local medical community, education. Everything's been affected. Coming up with good ideas like this is really helpful. If there's anything that would happen next, and you may have addressed this, but if there's anything that happens next with this, what would you most like to see happen?
For one, as ideas are, again, emerging, and we're starting to bring focus to some that we could take action on, we're going to need more resources. And this kind of going back to our normal work here at the Community Foundation, we've grown a lot over the last 20 years. When I was hired, we had under $1 million in total assets, and now we're around $45 million in assets. This year, we gave away already over $3 million and counting here with donor-advised funds, other grant-making funds, making grants out to the community. We really are hopeful that this project, as much of the projects we've been a part of for years, inspire local people to establish funds at the Community Foundation to make it a better community, but also to establish philanthropic funds at direct service agencies or continue to give on an annual basis to the United Way and to UIS or wherever it may be. We really need people to continue their generosity. I think as ideas are forming, people being willing to listen and be ready to contribute money to them. That's going to be really important for getting things going. And I'm very hopeful there too. I know a number of funds at the Community Foundation are curious to find out what the ideas are. Other foundations in the community, other sources of funding, I think are very curious to see what comes of this on the ready to help fund them. So that's kind of a next step that we're always going to need is funding to get things moving. But I really hope people embrace it in a non-territorial way. We're just kind of a facilitator here with calling the question, saying, bring ideas, but we need UIS. I mean, a lot of the ideas, by the way, are talking about the downtown campus, which is so exciting. I think that could be one of the most catalytic projects for the whole region to have a strong university presence in downtown Springfield. We're going to need the universities, the hospitals, all hands on deck to get things moving. To the point you were making, in a weird way, I've never been more optimistic of what the pandemic may result in, with hopefully bringing human beings closer together in a common shared experience. And in this area, hopefully that results in some really exciting new initiatives and new sources of energy and enthusiasm for the future.
We really appreciate you joining us today. This is the year-end drive. So as John says, philanthropy, supporting what you care about in the community is really important. We are one of those options to support NPR Illinois 919 UIS. Just go to nprillinois.org or call 206-9847 and make your gift now.